Executive Order 0101-2012-10, Proclamation convening the General Assembly of Maryland in extraordinary session at Annapolis, Maryland on May 14, 2014.
With that, the session is underway to consider four tax and spending bills needed to support a $36 billion state budget. It will cost taxpayers about $25,000 a day to bring lawmakers back to Annapolis, a fact not lost on Senate President Mike Miller.
We regret having to come into a special session. We're trying to avoid the cost. I've told the members as best as possible to hold down the costs.
Lawmakers are expected to approve legislation to boost income tax rates on individuals earning above $100,000, households $150,000, and a plan to shift the cost of teacher pensions from state to county taxpayers over 4 years. Governor O'Malley says all of this is needed to support state services and move Maryland forward. Harford County Republican Nancy Jacobs disagrees.
It's not right. Anytime you hear O'Malley say, "We are going to move the state forward," that is code. That is code for we are going to tax you more.
Outside the State House in the rain, members of the Tea Party protesting the tax increase. Alan Reason of Cecil County thinks he can change some minds.
Well, locally I've changed minds, so there's always the possibility one can hope that they'll listen to us, especially those who are on the fence.
The Senate, though, is expected to give final approval to the tax bill tomorrow. The House follows on Wednesday, and that will end this session. In Annapolis, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.